请我们打开圣经，新约哥林多后书第三章。
Let us open our scripture to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们从第二节来读，读到第四节的末了。
Let us read from verse 2 through 4.
我们一同来读。
Let's read it together.
你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的。不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。因为我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。好，我们再读下面，第十七节，十八节，末了两节。
Let us continue to read the last two verses of the chapter, verse 17 and 18.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这段圣经，给我们看见几件事情。
This passage shows us a few things.
头一件事情就是我们基督徒啊，乃是一封信。
First, it is that us Christians are a letter.
这一封信呢，乃是圣灵写的。
This is a letter written by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要写一封信。
The Holy Spirit needs to write a letter.
这一封信呢，它是要写基督的信。
And this letter is a letter of Christ.
我说你们是明显是基督的信，是不是我们用墨写的，那是用活神的灵写的。
It says that you are a letter, and that this is not a letter on tablets of stone, but on tablet of human hearts.
所以啊，这里啊，我们不是写在石板上的，那是写在我们心板上的。
And it's not written in ink, but written in the spirit of the living God.
所以今天我们每一个基督徒啊，都是一封信。
So therefore, today every single one of us Christians is a letter.
这封信啊，就是圣灵写的一封信。
And this letter is a letter written by the Holy Spirit.
这一封信的内容就是基督。
And the content of this letter is Christ.
要把基督啊，这个封信呢，就写在我们这个里面。
And to write a letter of Christ in us.
所以今天我们基督徒要了解，我们大家都是一封信，是圣灵写的一封信。
So therefore, today us Christians must know that we are all a letter of Christ.
这封信呢，它照着我的领会，从圣经的读前前后有分成三段。
And this letter, according to my understanding from scripture, is written in three parts.
第一部分呀，是把基督的降生啊写在我们里面。
The first part is to write about the birth of Christ in us.
第二段呢，就是把基督的三十年的增长啊，写在我们里面。
And then the second part is to write the 30 years of the growth of Christ in us.
第三段呢，就是把主耶稣啊末了三年半，在新约圣经里面记载的，要写在我们里面。
And then the last part that is written in us are the last 3.5 years of Jesus' time on this in this world.
所以神的灵在你我里面要写这一封基督的信。
Therefore, the Spirit of God wants to write this letter in you and I.
分成啊这三个段落。
In three parts.
第一，就是把主耶稣啊这个降生写在我们里面。
The first part is to write into us the birth of Christ.
主耶稣怎么样降生呢？
How was Jesus born?
他是从圣灵而生的。
He was born of the Holy Spirit.
路加福音开头就告诉我们了。
The Gospel book of Luke tells us from the beginning.
主耶稣从圣灵而生的。
It says that Jesus was born of the Spirit.
今天我们基督徒啊也、yeah, 是要被圣灵写这封信的时候，头一段也就把基督这个降生期降生写在我们里面。
And today, as Christians, as this letter is written in us, the first part is to write in us the birth by the Spirit.
啊，就是主耶稣生在我们里面。
And that is Jesus being born into us.
啊，我们今天蒙了重生，被圣灵重生了，这就是。头一段。
Today we are born, reborn of the Holy Spirit. That is the first part.
这是信心的开始。
And that is the beginning of the message.
说今天早上我们提到这个罗马书第一章，它是从想信到想信。
We mentioned in Romans this morning that it is from faith to faith.
这个信心的开始啊，就是啊。相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
The beginning of faith is to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
接受啊，耶稣基督是神的儿子。
To accept that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这个相信呢，不仅是头脑里面赞成。
This faith is not just to believe in your head.
并且实际的接受经历。
But also to accept and to experience.
是不仅仅是赞成，并且是有一个 commitment， 并且有一个信托。
It is not just to believe, but also to commit.
所以这就是好像这杯水啊可以解渴。
It is just as this glass of water can quench your thirst.
这是我们的头脑的赞成领会。
And that is our understanding in our head.
当我们呀、把这个水喝下去的时候，这就是完全的幸福。
But when we drink this water, then we completely believe.
真正的信心就是指着相信顺服。
The true faith is to believe and to obey.
所以我们不但是相信耶稣是神的儿子。
So not only do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
并且我们是接受他进到我们里面来。
And to accept him to come into us.
这是。这个圣灵写的头一段基督的信。
And that is the first part of the letter of Christ written by the Holy Spirit.
那我们看见这段圣，所以整本的旧约圣经是讲到这个基督的信。
The entire Old Testament talks about the letter of Christ.
我们知道旧约创世纪从亚伯开始。
In the book of Genesis, starting from Abram,
从这个亚伯开始，一直到挪亚，这是一个很长的一段时间。
From Abram to Noah, that is a very long period of time.
这一段时间呢，都是讲到因着相信神、顺服神，而称义了。
And that period of time, it all talks about because of belief and obedience that people were called righteous.
那么这个什么叫做称义呢？
What does it mean to be justified?
就是与神的关系弄对了。
And that is to have the right relationship with God.
从亚伯开始，亚伯，这个以挪，挪亚这三个人的这个历史故事啊，就是描写啊，我们这个基督徒啊，相信神、顺服神的头一段。
It is from Abram to Noah. It is the first part of our faith in Jesus Christ.
所以这一段圣经呢，就是预表啊，主耶稣的降生。
This period of the scripture is a it's a prophet about the coming of Jesus Christ.
那么。第二段圣经呢
part,
就是主耶稣三十年受圣灵的管教训练。
That is the 30 years our Lord Jesus was disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
这就是福音书里面我们看见开头几章从他降生了以后到他三十岁出来传道。
In the gospel books, we can see that it is from the time he was born until he was 30-some when he started to preach.
所以在这三十年当中他圣经里面记载很少。
Those 30 years, the scripture recorded very little.
这只是记载他是这个第八天受割礼。
It only recorded on the eighth day he was circumcised.
40天的时候父母带他去奉献。
And then on the 40th day, he was offered.
然后他12岁的时候, 到圣殿去过逾越节, 过节。
And then when he was 12 years old, he went to the temple for Passover.
然后就到了30岁了。
And then he was 30 years old.
所以在这30岁当中啊, 主耶稣只讲了一句话。
So in those 30 years, Jesus, Lord Jesus only said one thing.
他就对他的母亲说道, 他说啊, 岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗?
He said to his mother, "Do you not know that I should think of the things of the Father?"
啊, 另外的翻译说, 岂不知我应当, 在我父的家里头吗?
The English translation says, "Do you not know that I should be in the house of my Father?"
啊, 所以我们看见, 这是主耶稣30年呢, 他只讲一句话。
So we see that for 30 years, Lord Jesus only said one thing.
意思说他是默默无声的, 30年, 就是顺服圣灵的管教训练。
Meaning that for 30 years, he lived in silence, being disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
啊, 他是, 这个受圣灵的这个训练, 我们姊妹翻译得很好, 是 discipline, obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
He was being disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
啊, 所以这是他30年呢, 默默无声学习, 顺服。
So for 30 years, he quietly learned obedience.
啊, 那么, 他这个学习, 你看, 他这个母亲啊, 在他12岁的时候, 这个, 过节了以后, 他就回去了。
When he was 12 years old, his mother took him home after the holidays.
是忘记了还是怎么样? 反正总而言, 他父母先走了, 他这个儿子就, 留在耶路撒冷。
His mother went and left. And whether she forgot or for whatever cause, he was left in the temple.
走了一天的路程，以后发现主耶稣不在，所以啊，他就啊。 又回去了，到第三天才遇见耶稣在圣殿里头。
And then after a day of journeying, she realized that Lord Jesus wasn't with her, so she went back, and then on the third day, found him in the temple.
他的父母啊, 他的母亲就对他说,
And his mother said to him,
他说你看啊, 你父亲和我是伤心来找你啊。
And she said to him that your father and I were worried looking for you.
就是意思说他个爸爸妈妈很伤心呢，要来找他。Meaning
that his parents were saddened looking for him.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢?
But what did Lord Jesus say?
他说岂不知我应当在我父的家里, 以父的事为念吗?
And he said, Do you not know that I should be in the house of my father, thinking of the things of my father?
这里面包括很多的意思在里头。
There are so much meaning contained there.
他以父的事为念, 意思说, 父是代表, 是一切事情的根源, 都是从父而来的。
He was considering things of his father, meaning that all things come from the Father.
所以他是顺服父神的。
So therefore, he's obedient to the Heavenly Father.
他说是父的事。
He said, these are things of the Father.
父就是根源, 你没有看见我的父, 但是你知道我的根源是从我父来的。
Father is the origin. You do not see the Father, but you know that I come from the Father.
所以啊, 我们看见, 这个父的头一个意义就是说, 一切出于父神。
So we see that the first meaning of the Father means that all things come from the Heavenly Father.
第二呢, 这个父啊, 是代表一个家庭。
Secondly, the father represents the family.
啊, 他是顾到全家,
he cares for the whole family.
就不是顾到天主教, 不仅仅顾到天主教,
he cares not only about the Catholic.
啊, 也不顾, 不仅顾到更正教,
and they not only care about the
reformers.
The reformers.
啊, 并且啊, 顾到是各种各派,
but they care, he cares about all the denomination.
并且还顾到我们这个 independent church, 就顾到你我。
And he also cares about the independent churches like you and I.
所以他顾到是全个的家庭。
He cares about the entire family.
这是主耶稣, 你看, 他12岁的时候, 一切他的行动生活都是从父神来的。
And we see that Lord Jesus Christ, when he was 12 years old, all things he did came from the Father.
他都是为了整个神全家的。
It was for the entire family.
第三,
Thirdly,
这个父就代表说要做儿子。
The father means to also be the son.
这个儿子不能代表全家。
The son cannot represent the whole family.
这个父就代表是全家。
The father represents the whole family.
说出我要做父的儿子, 我是儿子。
So, Lord said, I am the son of the father. I want to be the son.
承受父的一切,
to inherit everything from the father.
所以在这里给我们看见主耶稣啊, 在12岁的时候, 他在一切的环境当中都是顺服神的。
So we see the Lord Jesus Christ when he was 12 years old, he was obedient to the Father in all things.
他父母虽然呢向他发怨言,
even though his parents complained to him.
他说我你父亲和我是伤心来找你。
And his mother said that your father and I were worried looking for you.
假定我是主耶稣的话呢,
if I were Jesus,
那么我就对爸妈妈这样说了。
I would say to my parents,
我说你这个你们这个爸爸妈妈还伤心，我更伤心了。
And I would say, why is it that you are worried? I am even more anxious.
因为我12岁还需要babysitter，结果你这个连个 babysitter 没有，把我忘记了，走掉了，然后来找我。
I'm only 12 years old. I still need a babysitter to watch over me, and you left me.
但主耶稣没有这样。
But Lord Jesus didn't say that.
主耶稣完全顺服父神。
Lord Jesus was completely obedient to the Heavenly Father.
他就顺服他父母。
So he was obedient to his parents and went home with them.
完全没有这个怨言呢。
He was completely without complaint.
不但是没有怨言，这30年当中啊，后来的18年从来不讲话的。
And not only was he without complaint then, for the next 18 years, he didn't say anything.
他妈妈就玛利亚，说我们要今天早晨早餐要喝咖啡。And
you know, if one time,
这是我的圣经里就没有记载，这是我加上去的。我相信这是因为听经就知道了。I
believe this, but you know this is not in the scripture, so you can just listen to it. When one morning his mother Mary would say, "This morning we're going to drink coffee."
因为这后来啊是这个没有牛奶了。But
then they ran out of milk.
他说我们要到沃尔玛去买牛奶。
We have to go to Walmart to buy milk.
那个时候不晓得有没有沃尔玛的。
I don't know whether or not they had Walmart back then.
然后后来他弟弟就说叫哥哥去了。
And then his younger brother would say, let the older brother go.
后来这个哥哥就到沃尔玛去买牛奶。
And then the older brother went to Walmart to buy milk.
到沃尔玛结果牛奶都卖光了。
But then when he went to Walmart, the milk ran out.
所以后来说是 已经没有牛奶了，回来了。And
then, since Walmart didn't have any milk, he went home.
后来弟弟妹妹都能把这个咖啡都喝光了。But
then, his younger brothers and sisters drank all the coffee.
主耶稣怎么样顺服父神？How would
Jesus be obedient to the Father?
没有啊，没有咖啡喝了，就喝这个开水也可以啊，白水也可以。And
if coffee ran out, then he can just drink water.
这是我假想的，这就是主耶稣是。 默默无声学习顺服不发怨言
That's just my example to say that Lord Jesus was completely obedient without complaint.
是有一天呢，主耶稣这个玛利亚和那要包饺子吃。
And then one day Mary wants to make dumplings.
说是没有蒜了，那吃饺子怎么没有蒜怎么行啊？叫耶稣去买蒜。
And then she said we are going to eat dumpling, but we don't have any garlic.
也没有买到蒜。
And then but he couldn't go find garlic.
后来饺子也吃光了，还剩了饺子皮呀，那么主耶稣就欢欢喜喜的吃下去了。And
but by the time he came home, all the dumplings were gone, were eaten up, so then he can only eat the skin of the dumplings.
这都是主耶稣30年当中默默无声学习顺从父神呐。
And that is for 30 years, Lord Jesus, without any complaints, learned obedience.
事情啊，发生了许多的事情，但是他都这都是神都号上号码了，父神号上号码，这都顺服父神。
Many things happened during those 30 years, but he knew that that God specifically numbered those for him.
所以主耶稣18年不讲话呀，12岁以后18年不讲话。
So therefore, for 18 years after he was 12, he didn't say anything.
所以呀，这个路加福音第二章他讲到12岁。
So in the Gospel Book of Luke, in chapter 2, when he talks about when Jesus was 12.
那到了第三章啊，就开始30岁了。
And then in chapter 3, he was 30.
啊, 是, 这个还不到一章圣经, 就一经啊, 30岁的。
And it was less than one chapter in the scripture, and he was already 30 years old.
我们这个前后圣经读了好多年了, 还不够30岁啊。
We can read the Bible front and to, from front to the back, and we're not even 30 years old.
所以我们看见主耶稣增长的快啊, 就是因为他绝对顺服父神。
We see that Lord Jesus grew up so fast because he was obedient to the Father.
所以圣灵在你我身上写这个第二段圣经，专一讲到啊，这个血啊要顺服父神的管教训练。
So that therefore, as the Holy Spirit writes the second part of the letter in us, it talks about the obedience to the Father.
所以在以弗所书第一章是讲到 God's eternal purpose, 神的永远目的。
So therefore, in Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about the eternal purpose of God.
那就诸世纪的目的。
It is the purpose of all generations.
All ages.
All ages.
所以但是呢他讲了以后啊下面就讲到第五章讲到要爱惜光阴。
And then after it talks about that in chapter 5, it talks about to treasure time.
那你要这个爱惜光阴，爱惜光阴在希腊原文啊就是 buying up the opportunity, 就是你要囤积所有的机会。
In the original Greek, that means to bag up all the opportunities.
啊，你要把所有的机会啊，所遭遇的一些事情啊，要抓住这个机会。
You have to grab on to all the opportunities.
要学习充满圣灵啊。
To learn to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，这就是下面告诉我们的。
And that's what it says after that.
啊，三章十一节说到神的永远目的。
In chapter 3, it talks about God's eternal purpose.
啊，到了第五章就告诉我们要爱惜光阴，啊，中文翻成爱惜光阴，就是赎回光阴，或者是抓住每一个机会啊，要学习被圣灵充满。
And then in chapter 5, it talks about to be able to redeem, to be able to grab onto all the opportunities.
他说个世界都是邪恶的。
It says that this is an immoral world.
啊，这个撒旦要借助世界上千百件事情啊，打岔，叫我们不要学习功课啊，叫我们不要充满圣灵，要叫我们充满世界。
Satan will use all kinds of things to let us not be filled with the Holy Spirit to distract us.
啊，我们要充满世界。
To let us be filled with the world.
啊，所以啊，我们要抓住机会，不要这个去效法世界，不要去充满世界。我们要就是有醉酒的意思。有人呀，看这个电视。好像喝醉酒一样，有人也听音乐，像是喝醉酒一样。
But the scripture wants us to be imitators, but not to be drunk, not to watch the television, not to be drunken with alcohol.
啊，所以我们要这个充满圣灵。
So therefore, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，要抓住机会啊，学习顺服父神，而活出基督，充满基督。
To grab onto the opportunity to obey the Father to live out the Christ.
下面就接着就先讲到夫妻的生活。
And then it talks about the lives of a marriage.
啊，这个夫妻丈夫和妻子啊是常常在一起的。
That the husband and the wife are often together.
啊，所以啊要天天学习圣灵的功课。
And therefore learning the lessons of the Spirit on a daily basis.
啊，那这个丈夫要学习，妻子要学习。
The husband needs to learn and the wife needs to learn.
啊，我们每一个人都要学习。
Every single one of us needs to learn.
啊，知道圣灵啊，更多充满基督，更多增加。
To know to be filled, to be filled more with the Holy Spirit.
所以这就是顺服圣灵啊，不顺服自己，增加基督。
And that is to obey the Holy Spirit and not be obedient to ourselves and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
在旧约圣经啊，从啊亚伯拉罕，从这个挪亚过去就是亚伯拉罕。
In the Old Testament, after Abram, there's Noah.
这个挪亚以后就是亚伯拉罕。
Oh, sorry. After Noah, there's Abraham.
啊，从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
From Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
还有约瑟。
And then Joseph.
还有摩西。
And Moses.
这一段的历史啊。就描写是主耶稣第二个段的路程。
And that history describes the second part. part of the passage of Jesus.
主耶稣第二段呢，就说服圣灵啊，就从亚伯拉罕到摩西这些故事那些年日所表现的。
The second part of Jesus' obedience can be represented from Abraham to Moses.
亚伯拉罕许多的错误，雅各约这个约瑟有许多的错误。
Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, they all made many mistakes.
但是他们都学习顺服圣灵。
But they all learned to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
摩西也是如此。
And same thing with Moses.
所以从亚伯拉罕到摩西这一段的年日的故事啊，就描写主耶稣第二段啊，增长期间。就是顺服圣灵。
Therefore, from Abraham to Moses, that history describes the second part of the obedience for Jesus Christ.
到了末了，这个圣灵写第三段落，就是讲到这个主耶稣末了三年半。
And then lastly, when the Holy Spirit was writing the last part of the letter, it talks about the three and a half years, the last three and a half years of Jesus Christ.
那就是从马可福音第一章，他从三十岁开始，末了三年半的一切的生活行动。
And then that is from Mark chapter 1, the last three and a half years of his life, all the things that he did.
这个三年半呢，主耶稣每一句话都是从父神来的。
For those three and a half years, every single one of Jesus' statement came from the Father.
他说我说话不是我自不是 out of myself, 不是出乎我自己，都是父神指示的。
He says that what I say does not come out of myself, but from the Father.
我说做的每一件事情，不是 out of myself, 我都是从父神而来的。
And he said the things that I do does not come out of myself, but all come from the Father.
所以这是主耶稣末了三年半，一举一动，一言一行。都是出自于父神，不是出乎他自己。
So for the last three and a half years, everything Jesus did and everything Jesus said came from the Father and not himself.
说主耶稣说，我虽然在地，仍旧在天。
So therefore Jesus said, even though I am in this world, I am in heaven.
所以他这个一举一动都是属天属灵的。
So therefore everything he did was spiritual, it was heavenly.
每一句话，每一个行动都是出乎父神的。
Statement, every action came out of the Father.
因为他是这三十年的学习才有这个成果。
And only after 30 years of learning did he have that fruit.
说今天按我们的经验来说，圣灵在我们写基督的信仰，每一天都写这三个段。
So every day the Holy Spirit writes three parts in us.
每一件事情我们都是出于父神。
Everything comes out of the Father.
每一件事情我们都是顺服圣灵的管教训练。
Everything, in everything we need to learn the discipline, to be obedient to the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这每一件事情到末了我们一基督一同坐在天上。
And in everything, towards the end, we will be sitting in heaven with the Father.
这是我们天天的经历。
That is our daily experience.
我们要穿衣服。
We have to put on clothing.
我要从这个每天要穿衣服的，你要问问主啊。
Every day we have to put on clothing. We should ask Lord.
不再是我穿衣服，那是主耶稣教导我怎么样穿衣服。
It is no longer I myself putting on the clothing, but Lord Jesus teaching me.
我这次到这里来，我说我穿哪一件衬衫呢？
This time when I was coming here, I asked Lord Jesus, what shirt should I wear?
圣灵指示我要穿这件。
The Holy Spirit teaches me to wear this one.
那么我要穿哪带哪一个领带啊？
Which tie should I wear?
我都要问问圣灵。
I have to ask the Holy Spirit.
我们学习顺服圣灵。
To learn to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
不是说这是小事情，我自己干就好了。
It is not to say that this is a small matter. I'll do it on my own.
这个不是顺服圣灵。
That is not to be obedient.
做每一件事就要顺服圣灵。
In everything, you have to be obedient.
只有问问主，这就是你这个思想啊。一天到晚都在圣灵那里。
And to ask the Lord, and that is on a daily basis, your mind is with the Holy Spirit.
说你这个 mind 变成 the mind of the Spirit.
It so that your mind becomes the mind of the Spirit.
说你的生活行动啊，遇见什么事都是 life and peace, 都是生命和平安。
So that in everything you encounter, it is life and peace.
这个 life 和 peace 就是把基督彰显活出来了。
And that life and peace is to manifest Lord Jesus Christ.
因为 life life 就是啊，这个永生啊，就是指着主自己。
Because eternal life is God Himself.
这个 peace 就是指着主自己。
And peace is Lord Himself.
啊，是和谐呀、啊。啊，所以我们看见，这个圣灵就在我们身上写这三个段落。
It is such harmony. So we see it how the Holy Spirit writes these three parts in us.
啊，旧约圣经呢，就是从撒母耳啊，一直到马拉基啊，这个先知书啊，从撒母耳这个先知一直到、啊、马拉基这个众先知的书，就是代表主耶稣末了的一段三年半的生活行动。
So in the Old Testament, from Samuel to Malachi, it is talking about the lives of Jesus Christ.
啊、嗯，这种的生活行动啊，都是啊，是不是出乎人的，不是出乎先知，都是从主耶从父神的灵起头的。
And all of these actions does not come out of men, but it comes from the Father, the Originator.
嗯，在这个启示录也告诉我们说
，In Revelation it tells us
这个先知的灵啊。The spirit, the prophecy, is the testimony of Jesus. 是耶稣的见证。
It tells us that the spirit of the prophets is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以先知的灵啊，都是为着耶稣，为着耶稣的见证的。
So therefore, the spirit of the prophets are all for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以到末了的就是一举一动完完全全，想主耶稣末了三年半的时间。
So towards the end, it is like the everything in the last three and a half years of Jesus.
圣灵写那些书的时候，撒母耳认识到众先知写的时候，都是圣灵啊，指示的。
From Samuel, for all the prophets, everything they wrote is according to the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
不是出乎先知自己的
It is not according to the prophets themselves.
那就是描写主耶稣末了三年半呢一举一动就是四本福音书里面是说的他说不凭着自己说不凭着自己做
And it is to write everything according to the Holy Spirit every action from in the three and a half years of Jesus' life
嗯，所以他不是 out of himself 都是出乎父神的
So none of it is out of themselves but all out of the Holy Spirit
嗯，
所以 out of the Father
嗯，所以我们看见主耶稣有这三个段的过程
So we see that Jesus has these three parts
从他降生一直到他长大成人
From his birth until he was grown to be a man.
圣灵就把这个基督啊这封信啊写在你我的里面。
And the Holy Spirit writes this letter of Christ into you and I.
今天我们天天经历啊这圣灵写的基督的三个段落。
And then today, on a daily basis, we experience these three parts written by the Holy Spirit.
他说主就是那个灵，灵在哪里就哪里就得着自由了。
It says that the Jesus, that Lord is that Spirit, and wherever that Spirit is, there is liberty.
嗯，所以我们才真得着自由，得着释放啊。
So therefore, we can be liberated.
嗯，所以我们呀是不受任何的环境啊、人事物影响啊。
So therefore, we do not belong to any circumstances, not affected by any people.
我们忧愁，我们生气，我们讲理由，这就是我们受捆绑了。
When we're sad, when we're trying to reason, then we are constrained.
那我们也顺服圣灵，我们就这个不受这些影响，就得到自由了。
If we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, then we won't be bound, and we will have liberty.
他说下面那最后一节，他说我们要看见主，就变化的像主。
And it says.In the last verse, that when we see the unveiled face of God, then we will be transformed into the same image of God.
啊，所以我们基督徒啊，都是在一生都在增长变化的过程中。
So therefore, us Christians, for our entire life, we are going through this process of transformation.
哦，所以我们都在一种这个变化的过程啊。
We are in this process of transformation.
从荣耀到荣耀。
From glory to glory.
从我们从生开始，一直到我们长大成人。
From the time we are reborn until we are grown to be a man.
天天转变，天天更新。
Every day we are transformed. Every day we are renewed.
直到我们呀，是基督在我们身上完全的彰显活出来了。
Until Jesus Christ is completely manifested in through us.
啊，《使徒行传》第十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
这个保罗就是这样。
Paul is like that.
使徒行传实际上就是保罗就 sensitive to the Holy Spirit， 就是摸着圣灵敏锐的感觉。
Chapter 16 of the book of Acts, Paul talks about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
啊，那么这个第十六章第六节有这样的话语。
In chapter 16, verse 6, it says.
他说圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
It says the Holy Spirit forbid them to preach in Asia.
嗯，到下面又说他们先要往皮推尼去，耶稣的灵啊却是不许。
And then it says that as they were passing through a Phrygian, that the Spirit forbid them.
所以他们呀就到特洛亚一个港口那边去了。
And then therefore, they came to Bithynia.
然后他在夜间这个有一个异象。这个显于保罗。
And then a vision came to Paul.
他说有一个马其顿人啊，要来求他，要去叫他们帮助他们。
He said a man of Macedonia was going to come and appeal to him.
圣下面讲的圣经没有记得十分详细，但是我们知道后来希拉就去买票。
And then we knew that it didn't clearly describe the scripture, but they went to buy a ticket.
后来只剩两张票了。
But then there were only two tickets left.
哎呀，真是感谢主，一个是一张票为保罗，一张为希拉。
But one ticket was for Paul, and the other ticket was for.
上塞拉。
Silas.
所以他们就乘船到腓立比去了，到马其顿去了。
And then they rode the boat to go to Macedonia.
这是圣灵引导啊，他看着异象，就去腓立比了。
And that is the guidance of the Holy Spirit that led them to Philippi.
这是一个意象顺利的一方面。
That is the success of the vision.
这是保罗就相信神顺服神。
That is when Paul believed in God and obeyed God.
到了腓立比的这个港口以后啊，这个客人都下船走了。
And after they reached Philippi, all the passengers on the boat onboarded.
连开船的人也都回家了。
And even the people who were manning the boat left.
就剩了保罗和希拉在这个码头上。
Only Paul and Cyrus were left on the boat on the dock.
那保罗说他就想说有个马其顿人要来接他，结果没有个马其顿人来接他。
Paul thought that a Macedonian was supposed to come and pick him up, but nobody came.
这是圣灵头一个这个引导啊，头一个拦阻。
So that was the first obstacle of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
假定我是希拉的话，我就问保罗，不是你做这个昨天晚上做这个异象，看这个异象，是什么异象？是做梦啊，还是真异象啊？
If I were Cyrus, then I would say to Paul, the vision that you had last night, was it a real vision or was it just a dream?
你说有个马其顿人，跟每个人都走光。这个开船的都走了，怎么拿那个也没个马其顿人来接我们。
You said there was going to be a man from Macedonia, but nobody's here. Even the person who was driving the boat has left.
这个保罗啊，他这个 sensitive to the Holy, 他这个摸着圣，跟随圣灵。
But Paul, he was sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He followed the Holy Spirit.
所以就在这个，他就在这个码头上，这个荡来荡去啊，我们圣灵没有错，我们要顺服圣灵。
And so he wandered back and forth on the dock. He wanted to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
后来打听来打听说是在海边呢，有一个姊妹会，是说一个姊妹那那个会，我们去看看。
And then they heard that there is a gathering of the sisters on near the dock.
后来是一个吕地亚那有一个这个有一个姊妹在那里开始聚会。
And then there is a woman named Lydia who was gathering there.
说。向着妇女讲道。
And she was preaching to the women.
她是个卖紫色布匹的妇人，叫吕地亚。
And she was a seller of purple fabrics.
是个推亚推拉城的人，不是马其顿人，是亚细亚人。
She was an Asian from a Thyatira.
所以你看保罗，他顺服神。他虽然没有个马其顿人，他说这个圣灵引导像风一样，你不能叫风啊，一直吹东风，那么吹到马其顿来，这不错，但是风又转向了，所以我们要跟随圣灵啊。
So Paul was sensitive and followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You can't ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is like the wind. You can't ask it to continuously blow in one direction.
他现在要吹南风了。
the wind was originally blowing east, and now it's blowing south.
所以这个保罗他很容易跟随圣灵。 圣灵，他不跟随。他说我活着是基督，我活着不是要找一个马其顿人呢。
So Paul was very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He said, While I'm alive, I am Christ. Therefore, he's not just living to find the Macedonians.
所以啊，他就继续在那里传福音。
So therefore, he continued to preach the gospel.
就是传讲耶稣基督。
To preach Jesus Christ.
那么后来啊，又一个拦阻，第二个拦阻就是又被乌鬼附的人是大吵大闹。
And the second obstacle was that there was a man who was possessed by the devil.
所以后来啊，保罗蒙圣灵感应，就把这个鬼给他赶出去。
And therefore, Paul, according to the Holy Spirit, chased the devil away.
所以就赶出去了。结果赶出去以后啊，这个他这个主人呀，就大吵大闹，就把召集官府的人啊，把他抓到监狱里面去了。
But after Paul chased away the devil of the slave, the master was very upset and jailed him.
并且在这个马其顿的监狱里，手也铐起来了，脚也镣起来了。哇，这个放在内监里头。
And in the jail of Macedonia, he was cuffed in both and on his hand and on his feet.
假定你是希拉，或者我是希拉，我们怎么样感觉？
If you were Silas. Or if I were Silas,
我们会对保罗说，保罗啊，你这个异象真可怕呀。
We would say, Paul, your vision is horrible.
又没一个马其顿人，又来一个被鬼附的大吵大闹，现在我又被人这个落到这个弄到监狱里头来了。
First, there was no Macedonian man from Macedonia, and then there was this person who was possessed by the devil, and now we're in jail.
现在我们在这个腓立比的监中也没有亲戚朋友，那么你看我们这简直没有希望了。
And now we're in this jail in Philippi, and we have no relatives or friends, and we're hopeless.
但是保罗他说我们相信神，顺服神。
But Paul said that we have to believe in God and be obedient.
这一切都号上号码了。
All these things were specifically numbered for us.
我们相信神，绝对顺服神，没有错。
If we believe in God and obey God, that there can be no wrong.
当半夜里的时候，当一切都黑暗的时候，他们唱诗祷告神。
Then when everything was dark at night, they were singing hymns to praise God.
地大震动啊，这个禁足的是手铐脚镣都松开了。那么这个禁足一家，摩押禁足一家得救了。
And the earth was shaken and the cuffs had fallen down and the jailer and his entire family believed.
是腓立比的教会产生了。
And then the church in Philippi was born.
哎呀，你看看，这是神，真是奇妙的神呐。
So you see what an amazing God he is.
这就是保罗啊，他是这个跟随圣灵，敏锐的跟随圣灵。说服圣灵。
And that is Paul being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and follow the Holy Spirit.
顺意也跟随圣灵。
And he obeyed and followed the Holy Spirit.
有拦阻也跟随圣灵。
And even when there are obstacles, he followed the Holy Spirit.
都是顺服父神。
It was all obedience to the Heavenly Father.
所以这是我们看见《使徒行传》十六章，就是保罗如何sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
And then in chapter 16 of Acts, we see how Paul was sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
我们今天也是如此。
Today it's the same for us.
圣经记在这里啊，就是这些故事就描写神的仆人怎么样当初跟随圣灵。
The scripture records these stories to tell us how the servants of God follow the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，保罗他说到了加拉太书，他说我 myself 出乎我自己的，已经与基督同定。
So therefore, in Galatians, Paul said, "I myself has already been crucified with cross."
现在活着的不再是我，也是基督在我里面活着。
And now living is no longer I, but Christ living in me.
今天我们大家都要学习这个功课。
Today we all have to learn that lesson.
不管家庭发生事情，你的工作事业上发生的事情。
Whether it's things that are happening at home or things happening at work.
或者是我们在教会中发生的。
Or things happening in church.
We believe that Jesus is on the throne of
all believe that Lord Jesus is overseeing everything from the throne. And Lord Jesus, according to what is best for each one of us, has given us according to our numbers. To let us learn to be able to obey.
当我们顺服他的磨练后啊, 就是基督彰显, 我活着就是基督了。
And then at the end of our obedience, it is that we are living as Christ.
增加基督的度量,
that is to increase the measure, the stature of Christ.
哦, 所以我们大家都, 是, 彰显基督, 活出基督来,
so we will all live out Christ, manifest Christ.
所以这个呢, 就是我们看见, 圣灵写的这封信,
and that we see is the letter that the Holy Spirit has written.
那这封信呢, 是写在我们每一位弟兄姊妹身上的。
This letter is written on every single one of our brothers and sisters.
所以我们天天啊, 是圣灵在我们信上, 把这个基督写在我们里面。
So every day, the Holy Spirit writes that letter in us.
那所以我们, 不要发怨言。
So therefore, let us have no complaint.
不要, 是怨东怨西。
Let us not complain about this or complain about that.
顺服父神的, 训练管制。
Let us be obedient to the lessons from the Father and the disciplining from the Father.
这些环境为什么临到我们呢?
So why do these circumstances come to us?
这就是神当初写这个约伯记头一本圣经, 告诉我们的。
So that is why the Lord wrote the book of Job.
这个约伯记啊, 他这本书, 是比创世纪还早。
The book of Job is the first book. It's even earlier than the book of Genesis.
因为啊, 研究啊, 这个希伯来原文的, 他说这里的口气, 好像亚伯拉罕时代的那种口气。
The book of Job, the people who study the scriptures say that the tone that's used seems to be similar to the tone of the time of Abraham.
所以比摩西还早啊。
So it was even earlier than the time of Moses.
所以这本书是圣经旧约圣经是最早的一本书。
So of the books in the Old Testament, the book of Job is the first one.
圣经一共有66本书。
There are 66 books in the scripture.
也就是神对我们啊, 堕落的人啊, 传了66篇信息。
So that God, for us fallen people, has given us 66 messages.
但是其中头一篇信息就是约伯记。
But the first one is the book of Job.
约伯, 这个记说说是什么呢?
So what does the book of Job talk about?
说的一件事情, 就是神要借着这个受造的人来对付受造的撒旦。
It talks about one thing, and that is God wants to use created man to deal with Satan.
神为什么允, 造了天使, 又允许天使堕落?
So why did God create angels and then allow angels to fall?
神为什么后来创造了天地, 恢复了天地, 创造出人来, 又准许人类被撒旦破坏, 人堕落了。
And why did God later then create heaven and earth and man and allow men to be fallen through Satan?
这些事情为什么发生?
Why do these things happen?
这都是神是太初的道啊, 是有逻辑的神啊。
That God, He is the Word. He is the Word at the beginning. He is logical.
他有他的思想, 他有他的道理。
He has His way. He has His way of thinking.
他有他的美意。
He has His wonderful will.
神牢牢就知道这些事情要发生。
God from the beginning knew these things would happen.
所以借着约伯记的故事啊, 就告诉我们说, 神要审判撒旦, 对付撒旦啊, 是借助啊, 受造的人来对付受造的撒旦。
So God, through the book of Job, tells us that God wants to one day condemn Satan through created man.
所以神啊, 他是创造的神, 不能直接对付受造的撒旦。
So God himself is the creator. He is a creator God, and he cannot deal with the created Satan.
如果他是创造的神, 他要叫撒旦这一句话就把他灭了。
Because he is the creator God, he can destroy Satan with just one word.
这不是, 这显不出神的伟大来。
That will not manifest God's majesty.
神的伟大, 是这个, 他不用他创造的, 神, 来对付受造的撒旦。
The majesty of God is that he does not use the creator God to deal with the created Satan.
他乃是借助受造的人, 堕落的人来这个蒙拯救的人来对付是这个受造的撒旦。
His majesty is in that he used created man, the fallen but redeemed man, to deal with the created Satan.
所以我们看见第一章第二章的故事啊。
So therefore we see the story in chapter 2.
第一章那里说这个天上有一个开会的。
Oh, sorry, chapter 1. In chapter 1 it says that there was a meeting in heaven.
就是神的众子啊天使啊在那里侍立在谁面前。
That the sons of God came to present themselves before God.
撒旦也在其中。
And Satan was also among them.
是撒旦还有地位。
So Satan still has his status.
神说你有没有看见我的仆人约伯啊。
And Lord said to Satan, have you seen my servant Job?
他说我老早就看见了。
And he said, I see him.
他说你这位神跟约伯又有名又有利又有地位当然他你四面围上篱笆都保护他他当然要侍奉你了。
And Satan said to God, you have given him wealth and you've given him status and you've given him all this land and you've protected him all around, of course he will worship you.
你叫他家破人亡的话他就马上就反对你神了。
And he said, if you take away his whole family and all his wealth, then he will be against you.
神说好吧那你来试验试验看看。
And then the Lord said to Satan, why don't you go try?
所以撒旦呢就出去叫他一下子所有的财产都被这个剥夺尽光了。
So Satan departed from the Lord and then he took away all of Job's possessions.
他有十个儿女通通在大哥哥家里吃饭的时候吃宴席的时候都就是风把房屋吹倒通通压死了。
And Job had 10 children, all his sons and daughters, when they were having a feast at the oldest brother's house, the wind came and the house collapsed and they all died.
所以你看这在一眨时间全世界没有这么一个大的灾祸。
In a split of a second, there is no greater disaster in the world.
虽然中国大地震死了上千上万的人，那么虽然台风呢也把这个美国杀死很多的人，压死很多人，淹死很多人。
Even though there are earthquakes in China and tens of thousands of people died, and the cyclone in the U.S. had also caused death.
那比起这个约伯来，这家破人亡一下子那还欠缺了很多。
But compare that to Job, where all of his possessions and his entire family disappeared in a split of a second.
但是约伯怎么反应呢？
But how did Job react?
他就说。他说赏赐的是耶和华收取的也是耶和华耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Job said that the one who gives is the Lord Jehovah and the one who takes away is Lord Jehovah and his name shall be praised.
因为他这个就是为着神的主权站住。
So he was standing firm for the sovereignty of God.
他说这个神创造神也赏赐神也这个取去这都是神。他这个赏赐他是神那么他取去他也是神他是主。
He said that the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away because he is the Lord.
你看看这个约伯是为着神的主权站住。
So you see, Job was standing firm for the sovereignty of God.
所以撒旦退位。
So then Satan had to stand back.
就没话说了。
So he has nothing more to say.
撒旦受对付了。
Satan was dealt with.
不过呢，他到了第二章啊，撒旦还有一点地位。
So, but in chapter 2, Satan still has a bit of status.
说第二章啊，叫他全身生疮啊，就代表他从头顶一直到脚跟生疮啊，生毒疮。
So he caused Job to have leprosy from top to bottom.
所以啊，撒旦还这个引导他这个约伯的妻子说这么一句话。
And then Satan let his wife say this to him.
你看我们的儿女啊，家产统统光了，现在你自己又是这样的生病，这你就弃掉谁死了算了。
And his wife said, look at what happened to our children and look what's happening to yourself.
那么说是但是约伯怎么说呢他说你好像愚顽的妇人我们怎么这个样子呢
And he said, and Job said to his wife that you are a foolish woman. How can you say this?
啊，他不一口犯罪。他说，神赐给我们福，也赐给我，也赏赐我们祸。我们都是要顺服人，就是敬拜神。
And he said, God has given us good and given us adversities, but we should always worship God.
所以现在撒旦就退位了，是不是再在天上没有地位了？
So then Satan had to step back and he no longer had any status.
这就是神头一篇信息告诉我是堕落的人要来对付我这个堕落的这个撒旦。
So that is the first message God wants to give to us, which is that the fallen man has to deal with the fallen Satan.
这个约伯啊就是顺服神的。
That Job, he was obedient to God.
完完全全彰显基督。
Completely
用我们今天的话来说。
Manifested Christ in today's words.
所以他完全把基督彰显活出来了。
So he completely lived out and manifested Christ.
所以啊，这个约伯就把约伯使这个撒旦退位。
So therefore, Job called Satan to stand back.
这就是圣经里面的新约圣经的得胜者被提到神宝座那里去，撒旦就从天上。
And that in the New Testament is the overcomer sitting on the throne, and the Satan has to stand back.
神借着堕落的人蒙拯救了，来对付堕落的撒旦。
God has used the fallen man who has been redeemed and saved to deal with the fallen Satan.
这是撒旦没有想到过的。
That is something that Satan has not thought.
今天我们这个新造的人，我们这是从主耶稣从死里复活新造的人呢，这有一般弟兄姊妹，像这个约伯一样。
Today, us the reborn Christians are just like are a group of people like Job.
这一般人对付了撒旦。
This group of people can deal with Satan.
这就是圣经里面的启示。
And that is the revelation from the scripture.
所以我们要将这个保罗是神将他的儿子。
So therefore, Paul said that his son will be living in us.
神的儿子的启示就解决宇宙中一切的难处。
That the revelation of the son will resolve all the difficulties in the world.
这就是耶稣基督钉十字架啊，是宇宙万有的中心呢。
And that is why Lord Jesus Christ being crucified on a cross is the center of the universe.
你我天天顺服圣灵。
You and I on a daily basis be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
天天我们减少我们自己，增加基督。
So daily we decrease ourselves and increase Christ.
所以这个样子的话呢，那么在天天呢，这基督荣上加荣。
And then this way, every day it will be glory upon glory for Christ.
所以我们今天呢，这个行在这条属天属灵的路上。
So today as we walk on this heavenly path.
就是啊，就为着神的主。无权站住。
We are standing firm for the sovereignty of the Lord.
诗篇里面有一篇诗歌，就是耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
In Psalms, it says that Lord Jehovah is good, that His mercy will last is in eternity.
什么就是耶和华本为善呢？
What does it mean that that Jehovah the Lord is good?
耶和华永远是对的。神永远是对的。
That God, that Jehovah is always right.
他是是的，他是不错的。
He is and he is never wrong.
他安排这个环境是是的，是对的。
He has planned the circumstances and he is right.
他安排那个环境也是是的，也是对的。
And he has planned that circumstances and he is also right.
我们所遭遇的万事都是圣灵特别为我们设计的。
All things we experience are designed specifically for us by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要顺服他呀，顺服神的。
So therefore, we have to obey Him, obey the Holy Spirit.
那么天天呢，我们也增加基督。
And then every day, let Christ increase.
那撒旦就天天退位。
And then every day, Satan has to stand back.
当我们呀，是与基督一同坐在天上。
And when we sit in heaven together with Jesus,
撒旦就从天上坠落了。
And then that is when Satan will fall from the heaven.
所以七十五十一章的时候，地上的国第七号末了的时候，地上的国要成为我主和主基督的国，他要作王掌权，直到世世代代永永远远。
And in the scripture it says that he will.
他这个地上的国要成为我主和主基督的国。
That the kingdom on earth will become the kingdom in heaven.
所以基督要掌权作王。
And then the Christ will be the sovereign Lord.
所以他要一直到永远。
And until eternity.
所以这里就给我们看见，就是这个教会啊， 这班弟兄顺服圣灵打倒长大成人了，能够把主耶稣带进来呀、
啊、第二次带进来。 when church is grown and is mature, then that is when it will bring Jesus Christ to us again.
今天基督教、啊、光讲人信主得救上天堂。
Today Christianity only talk about men being saved and go into heaven.
不告诉人家基督徒要需要天天增长达到基督的丰满呢。
But they don't tell Christians needs to grow every day to reach the stature of Jesus Christ.
所以啊，这个都不，这都是有欠缺的。
And that is incomplete.
啊，说神呀、啊，今天兴起啊，好多神迹，各处有神的仆人就看见这个基督的异象。
So that God has raised many servants of God to see the vision of Christ.
说今天主的仆人的信息传遍到全天下。
So today the message is being preached to the end of the world by the servant of God.
我们中国的尼陀生。
That Watchman Nee from China.
啊，印度的巴克逊。
That a Bakshin from India.
啊，这个英国的这个 T. Austin Sparks.
That of the from England of the Brother Sparks.
就是在二十世纪当中，神所兴起三个重要的仆人。
It is the three important servants God has raised in the 20th century.
都是给我们看见基督自己。
They all show us Christ Himself.
中国人口最多，印度人口次多。
That China has the most is the most populated world, and then India is the second most populated world.
这个英文世界，就借着这个 Austin Sparks 弟兄。
And that the English-speaking world through Austin Sparks.
啊，是这个把这个基督啊，这个活的基督，活的人，向着全天下传播出来。
That they preach to the world the living Christ.
基督是一切，又在一切里。
That Christ is all and he is in all.
啊，基督是你的一切。
That Christ is everything to you.
又在你的一切里面。
And he is in everything that belongs to you.
基督是我的一切，又在我的一切的里面。
Christ is my all and he is in my all.
这是神的永远目的。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
都是借着顺服圣灵啊而啊成全的。
It is all fulfilled through obedience to the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们要大家天天要学习顺服圣灵啊。
So every day we have to learn to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵啊，他要把我们引导，所以圣灵来了，他要引导我们进入一切的真理。
And therefore it says that when the Holy Spirit comes, it will guide us into all truth.
我们传道人只能介绍，只能够做见证。
As preachers, we can only introduce, we can only testify.
啊，但是只有圣灵才能把他的儿子主耶稣启示在你我里面呢。
But only the Holy Spirit can reveal Lord Jesus Christ in you and I.
说你我回家去都要祷告主耶稣。
So when we go home, we all have to pray to Jesus.
啊，祷告这三位一体的神呢、啊、
？Pray to the Trinity God.
求他的圣灵啊，把耶稣基督启示在我们里面。
Pray that His Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus Christ.
叫我们一看见灵里面一看见他，所以我们生活、行动、工作、侍奉，我们一举一动、言行啊，都是要彰显耶稣基督。
So that we can see that in everything we do, everything we say, everything is to manifest Him.
我们只有一个兴趣，就是耶稣基督彰显活出来呀、啊。
We only have one interest, and that is Jesus Christ being lived out and manifested.
在耶稣基督自己之外，我们 disinterestness 就是没有兴趣。
That outside of Jesus Christ, we have.No interest.
啊，是任何的兴趣都没有啊。
That any interest at all we don't have.
啊，我们生活、行动、工作、侍奉。
Our livelihood, our work, what we do and what we say.
活在地上几十年，就是为了这一件事情。
But a few decades we spend on earth, it is all for this one thing.
基督在我身上。彰显
that Christ is manifested on me.
不再是我，那是基督在我身上活出来。
It is no longer me, but Christ living out of me.
所以我们求主恩待我们，要叫我们学习这个功课。
So we pray the Lord will be gracious to us and let us learn this lesson.
这个圣经满了这个启示。
That the Scripture is full of this revelation.
连主耶稣的祷告都是这件事情。
Even the prayer of Jesus Christ is
主耶稣祷告说我们听人说我们在天上的父
Lord Jesus prayer says our heavenly father
愿你的名为圣愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同在天上
Heavenly father may your name be be holy. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
啊，这是主教导我们祷告。基督教里说，就是聚会之前念一遍，祷告一遍。有的教会嘛，就是聚会之后再念一遍，再祷告一遍。
Some church would pray this, the Lord's Prayer, before the gathering or after the gathering.
这不是主的意思。
That is not what the Lord meant.
你得把这个主这个主导文呢，稍微这个背一遍，那这没什么意思，那都是这个不影响我们这个人的，都是客观的。
To memorize the Lord's Prayer doesn't affect us.
这里是
It's all objective.
这完完全全啊，是主耶稣是教导我们祷告。
Here, Lord Jesus is teaching us how to pray.
不是叫我们呀学习这个，就是简记，这就是这么按照他的话学这么一遍，说这么一遍。
It is not just to repeat after him.
不是这样说他一遍。
It is not just to say it.
他说这是一个这个祷告是教导我们的祷告的原则。
It is to teach us the principles of prayer.
这个祷告的原则是什么呢？
And what is the principle of prayer?
今天教会祷告，为了这个家庭祷告，为了那个弟兄祷告，因为那个什么病的祷告，这千千万万这个祷告不完呢。
Today the church has so many things to pray about for this family and for that family, for the people who are sick. It's endless prayers.
啊，说那个人呀脚疼了，啊，那个又是手指头疼了，所以我们都要祷告。
That this person his hand is hurt and the other person his feet is hurt and all those things we have to pray.
所以把家家户户这些难处都列在这个指头上，说你好几千条啊。
If you list the difficulties in every family, there will be thousands of them.
你这个就每一条的念它一遍，就最少两个多小时。
Even if you just read it, it'll be the hours.
其实都是一样的，全天下的人都是遭遇差不多。
But it's all about the same. The difficulties for everyone in this world is about the same.
所以啊，这个所以你就告诉弟兄说，今天晚上是什么聚会啊？
So if you ask a brother, and what kind of gathering is it tonight?
今天晚上是徐德建弟兄讲道聚会。
And you say tonight is the gathering for Brother Xu to preach.
嗯，我们去听听吧。
And then we will listen.
嗯，那今天晚上什么是聚会啊？
What kind of gathering is it tonight?
今天晚上祷告聚会。
Tonight is the prayer meeting.
都不算了，不去了。
No, we won't go tonight.
我们只要去参加讲道聚会、听道聚会，我们不要去参加祷告会。
We only want to go to the preaching gatherings, but not the prayer meeting.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说啊，这个讲道聚会啊。不是重要的。
But the Lord Jesus tells us that the sermons are not important.
他说神的家是为万民祷告的家。
He said that the house of God is a prayer, is a place to pray for all people.
是不是为万民讲道的家。
It is not a house to preach to all people.
但是我们是这样喜欢听啊讲道的家，不喜欢听祷告的家。
But today we like a house of preaching, but not a house of prayer.
但是主耶稣说啊，神的家那是为万民祷告的家。
But Lord Jesus said that the house of God is to pray for all people.
祷告的家就是祷告什么呢？
To a house of prayer, what does it pray about?
只有两点。头一点，神的 God's eternal purpose.
There are only two points. First is God's eternal purpose.
啊，就祷告这个。所以啊，他头一段，愿你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在，这都是这个基督是一切，又在一切里才能成功的。
So therefore, his prayer says, "Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven." It is all about God's eternal purpose.
哦，这是神的永远目的是这基督是一切，又在一切里，那叫父神的名为圣了。
And that is Christ is all. Christ is all, and is in all, and in his Father's name be hallowed.
这就叫是神的国，神的权柄就临到了。
And then God's kingdom and God's sovereignty will come.
然后就神的旨意就通行了。
And then God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以啊，这一点呢，那是指着神的永远目的来说的。
And then at that point. point is it points to God's eternal purpose.
就是要叫基督在你身上充满彰显活出来。
And that is for Christ to be filled in you and lived out and manifested.
下面是讲到十字架。
And then it talks about the cross.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us our daily bread.
我们也饮食啊，灵魂、身体三方面都需要饮食。
We need food for our body, our soul, and our spirit.
所以神兴起各样的环境临到我们，就给我们啊树林的粮食啊。
So God has raised all kinds of circumstances to give us our spiritual food.
神把困难当作水，神把苦难当作饼给我们吃。
God has given us difficulties as our water, and He has given us sufferings as our bread.
说你我天天要遇见许多的苦难试炼呢，这就是十字架的道路，哪才能得着真粮食？
And therefore, every day we have to encounter much suffering and persecution, and that is our daily bread.
然后是免我的债，如同我免了别人的债。
And then it is to forgive our debt as we forgive others.
这是我们和人呀发生关系，就发生很多的事情。
That there are many things that happen between us and other people.
我们能够免人的债，我们就免掉自己的债。这就是说，你这个人已经属天属灵了，学习十字架的功课。
And to forgive others, forgive our debt, and to forgive those who are indebted to us, that is to learn the lesson of the cross. That we are spiritual and heavenly already.
所以我们天天顺服神，所以我们就和人呀、啊，这 peace with God, peace with man, peace with everything.
So therefore, every day we are obedient to God, and we have peace with man, peace with God, and peace with everything.
所以我们这就是免人的债，末了不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And then lastly, to lead us not into temptation.
所以我们要顺服圣灵呢，一切的圣灵的管教训练，撒旦就没有地位了，撒旦退位了。
So if we learn to be obedient to all the Holy Spirit, then Satan has to stand back.
所以这个主耶稣的祷告文呢？教导我们祷告就是两点，一点是基督，另一点就是十字架。
So there are only two points in God's prayer, in the prayer that He taught us to pray, and one is His eternal purpose, and the other one is the cross.
所以圣经啊，就是讲基督和十字架。
So the entire Bible is about Christ and the cross.
所以我们只要看见耶稣基督是神的永远目的，十字架是我们的道路，那我们天天学习圣灵。
And then all we have to see is that Jesus Christ is His eternal purpose, and the cross is the way, and then every day we follow the cross.
到末了啊，你我就成为耶稣基督的见证人。
And then at the end, you and I will become witnesses for Jesus Christ.
我们就完完全全把耶稣基督彰显活出来了。
And then we completely manifest Jesus Christ.
保罗就是这样说，他说我有这个宝贝放在瓦器里头啊。
That Paul said, I have this treasure in this vessel.
我四面受敌，我不被困住。
That I am surrounded, I am surrounded by enemies on four sides, but I am not bound.
我心里作难，却不知失望。
That I have difficulties in my heart, but I am not disappointed.
我被打倒了，却不知死亡啊。
That I am beaten down, but I am not beaten up.
我身上常常带着耶稣的死，好叫耶稣的生命得彰显活出来。
I carry the death of Christ on me so that I can live out and manifest the life of Christ.
这就是林后第四章的话。
And that is the words from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
所以求主恩待我们，怜悯我们。
So we pray that the Lord will have mercy on us.
使我们家家户户大大小小都看见耶稣基督的启示。
So that every family, young or old, will see the revelation of Jesus Christ.
并且我们天天学习顺服神的父神的功课。
So that every day we learn the lesson of being obedient to Christ.
基督天天增加，我们这个人呢旧造啊天天减少。
That every day Christ will increase and our old self will decrease.
成为耶稣基督丰满的见证人。
So that we can be the rich witnesses of Jesus Christ.
我们求主恩待我们听我们的祷告。
We pray that the Lord Jesus will listen to our prayers.
我们祷告神。
Let us pray to our Lord.
亲爱的主。
Dear God.
我们是谦卑俯伏来到你跟前。
Lord, we humbly come before you.
哎呀, 我们讲的是不完全,
Lord, what we say is incomplete.
我们见证的不完全,
what we witness is incomplete.
我们求你圣灵点怜悯我们,
Lord, we pray that you will have mercy on us.
借助你真理的圣灵引导我们每一位弟兄姊妹,
that through the Spirit of Truth, you guide every single one of our brothers and sisters.
叫我们进入一切的真理,
so that we may enter into all truth.
是叫你这位荣耀的基督和你顶十字架的 那个原则完全显在我们里面,
so that the principle of your glorious Christ and cross can be manifested in us.
在我们今后的一切年日当中,
in all of our days to follow,
天天经历基督和他钉十字架,
that every day we can experience Christ and his crucifixion.
直到你的这个永远目的得以实现, 成全,
until your eternal purpose is fulfilled.
愿荣耀都归给我们在天上的父神,
may all glory belong to our Father in heaven.
请你听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.